this is Paul Stewart. I'm calling from Albany, New York. I just listened to the Republican response to the president's holiday message for the 4th of July weekend, and I felt that what I heard was a shameful and distasteful distortion of the facts around the whole Benghazi episode, and a shameful political statement from the from Trey Gowdy and the other Republicans who accompanied him.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Smith from Clifton Park, New York, and I was listening to the roundtable this morning. Overheard, I think it was Rich, say that Hillary has trouble, you know, has more trouble with her honesty. And, you know, somebody should point out that Politifact fact has said time and time again that Trump has lied way, way more times. 77% of the time that he says statements are lies that they have told you that, which is not the case for Hillary.
My name is Mark DeLora. I'm from Bengal, New York. Libby Post said at one point, well, voting for Hillary, what other choice is there? And I think that's one of the main points of the conversation. We as the voting public are stuck either voting for a megalomaniac, sort of a lunatic, or a person we really don't trust. And I think it's a pretty sad state of where our politics are right now.
Peter Barris, Whitingham, Vermont. Listening to the conversation with Alan and the news reporters, I wanted to suggest that they look up Ishmael Reed on the subject of Donald Trump. Very, very interesting and unusual and cogent point of view. Thank you.
Hi, this is J.D. Ayers calling from Springfield, Massachusetts. I just want to say thank you so much to Alan Chartok and WAMC. Where else could I hear Jill Stein and Ema Sumac on the same station? It's like, oh, my goodness, I am so happy. I listen to WAMC, and I like the morning roundtable with the current events, and I love investigative reporters, and I love, you know, hearing points brought up that you just don't hear someplace else. Okay, thanks much. Keep up the good work. Love you. Bye.